I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. As you can tell, things look a little different today, but that is not stopping us. This little virus is not stopping us from keeping up with the Kardashians. What's up, guys? My name is Dakota T. Jones. I'm joined by my other amazing hosts. We're all here. We have the social media guru, Miss Nakia Monet.
Hi, guys. I have my Kim Kardashian bob, so here
That's
I am.
Right. And of course, to her left, we have Khloe Kardashian extraordinaire, Mr. Howard III.
Oh, hello, Howard III. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
And of course, we have our news and gossip guru, Miss Rachel Robillard.
What's up, y'all? Wow, it's so good to be back.
I know.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
I know. Missed y'all.
Once this whole quarantine thing is over, we've got to meet up and do something.
I know, for real. Despite current circumstances.
Yes. When this is all over in September, we will all be back together.
Absolutely. Once it all blows up.
Social media.
Amen.
I know. We've actually talked every day.
We've been talking since the last day
because of DMs.
I know, exactly.
Really do.
It felt like it was never going to come back, but season 18, episode 1, it's finally here. It was titled "Fights, Friendships, and Fashion, Part 1." This one was interesting because we have a lot to talk about regarding Kim kind of overstepping a few people's boundaries. First of all, she kind of oversteps with Khloe. She gets a little comfortable with Tristan. He somewhat, I guess, invites himself to dinner? No?
Does he, though?
Does he really? What were your thoughts?
You know, Kim's a Libra queen, so she's just overstepping. But here's the thing, like, I don't think he invited himself. You know, he is co-parenting with Khloe, so they have a really good relationship. I do think Kim is doing this thing where she's like, oh, I bumped into Tristan. We invited him, and I think like Khloe said, it looks good to them on the outside, but they don't really understand our relationship. So I think Kim was just like, oh, baby daddy's here. And they do the same thing with Scott. And Courtney's always like, guys, can you please don't do that?
Yeah.
So I don't think Tristan invited himself. I do think that everyone has a really good relationship with Tristan because of Khloe. So I think it's just one of those things, but I don't think they really understand their co-parenting relationship.
Yeah, definitely not.
We saw Tristan like 3 times this episode. I feel like entire episode was about Tristan, where I'm like, hold up. I didn't want to start watching this with Tristan all up on my TV. This is not what I signed up for. I love seeing Kylie. Heck yeah.
Yes.
But seeing Tristan, I'm like, hold up. This is all PR. I swear they're just doing this for damage control because he looked so bad at the end of last season. Or just in general. And so I really think it's damage control.
Yeah.
Howard brought up a good point.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, out of the blue, Tristan started just appearing. And then it's like he wants to be involved in the show.
He wants to be involved. Yes.
Now, after everything, he wants to be involved. We saw on Khloe's tweets how they were watching the show together and how everything was so awkward. And then now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, here I am. I'm popping up. I'm Tristan.
Kanye did the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where I don't want to be involved in the show, but 10 seasons later, you're involved in the show. Because now you know you can get a check.
Exactly.
He's getting a check.
Okay.
He's getting what all the other guys did, and they're kind of using the Kardashians to their advantage as well. And, you know, this is helping Tristan's name as well.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Helping him for sure. But it was, like Howard said, super awkward to watch. Especially like the scene where Kim was like, oh, Tristan, let's have you join us for dinner, like with Chris and with Khloe. I don't know, was Courtney there?
Courtney was there.
Okay. Well, anyway, they were just sitting there enjoying their meal. Well, trying to. And Khloe is just sitting there like, oh, I thought he was actually supposed to go inside with True. Okay. Like, you just not for it.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's awkward. Do you guys think it's awkward because like Khloe and Tristan have their own relationship? Where like her friends and family may not know the insides and how intimate, not intimate together, but like how close they are. So it might be a little awkward, like that my family's sitting here and my friends are sitting here, but me and you, when no one's here, we're actually gravy, we cool. Cause I mean, right now they're quarantined together because they have the baby together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure it's not awkward, but it's probably awkward in front of your family where they're like, damn, I don't want my mom and them to know, like, the me and the man are cool, but.
Okay, I mean, they could have been quarantined by themselves, though.
I'm about to say, a lot of co-parents are not quarantining together.
I was like,
that's what I was like, your baby wants to see you.
And I'm be here for the baby. No.
Just think about it. You're quarantined with your ex-boo. You know, you're feeling a little bit heated. You're feeling a little bit.
They are back together. They are back together.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's like, babe, I can't leave. I'm quarantined. I have to stay in the house.
No.
Oh, you know what? Why don't I just stay in your bed?
You're like, oops, my shirt came off by accident.
Oh, no.
I forgot there's a man in the house. Oh. No, you put on a bra.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's what being quarantined with your boo is 10 out of 10.
Yes, we know Dakota.
No, don't let me in Dakota.
Right.
I want to know.
Right now, so thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, but in the end of wrapping up that little section, Chloe kind of talks to Kim and is like, I appreciate where your head's at, especially because it's taking a lot for you to forgive Tristan and to be able to move forward. But I'm going to need you to take it a little bit slow with the family and introducing him in all these events because it needs to be on Chloe's terms. You know, she's the one who's keeping him around and not cutting him out of the family. So it needs to be on her terms on what he is and isn't invited to, how involved he is in those gatherings. And I think she has every right to do so considering what he did to her.
Yes, agreed.
Agreed. And definitely for sure. Let us know in the I have it up. And I know there's a few of you guys in there watching. So what are your thoughts on Chloe and Tristan? Brianna Rosen, hello. Denzel P, what's going on? KD said, what's going on? I don't know, KD, what's going on with you? So, you know, let us know in those chats.
She wants to know what's going on. We've been eating all the quarantine snacks is what's been going on.
Baby, hey. Hello.
Okay, I've been eating every 5 seconds.
You see this face?
And let's not pretend like after this, we're all not going to have a glass of wine.
Me and Howard already started.
Started. Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just saying. Next time, I do need a glass of wine in hand.
Yes.
Really good right now.
Next week.
Really
good. Rachel, what did you think of Kylie? Because I know that you love Kylie so much, and we're finally getting to see her back in the show. And we were so excited to see her release of her like Balmain and Kylie Cosmetics collab.
I know.
Did I mispronounce it?
Howard Balmain and Balmain. Olivia. They say it.
Olivia.
Balmain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love seeing Kylie and I really miss Kylie the past couple seasons. So to have her back, I feel like a lot more viewers and her fan base are going to be tuning in. I think it's really smart of them to incorporate Kylie back in there. Of course, Kylie's getting paid for this, so it's a win-win situation because we all want to see her and we want to see baby Stormy, am I right? So
you're right.
I'm really excited to have her back on. What do you think's gonna happen? Do you think she's gonna make the show? I don't remember. No. Based on real time, she didn't make it.
No, because I don't know if you guys remember when I did Kardashian News Daily.
Oh, hello.
Shout out.
I had reported that this is the time when Caitlyn Jenner was able to go to the house. And I think this is when Chris and Caitlyn started talking a little bit more because Caitlyn was like, I'll go over and check on Kylie. And I think Caitlyn had like took Kylie to like the doctors. And this is when I reported that Chris and Caitlyn were in a good space and they were kind of co-parenting. And Caitlyn was helping Kylie out. So I think this might be the moment where she's sick and Caitlyn goes over.
So you think we might see Caitlyn this season?
I kind of hope so because I think... Because what I do like about the Kardashians, I don't know if you guys know, is they kind of go in their archive bag and we see a lot of archive videos. So I hope we get to see Caitlyn pull up a little bit. Because remember, I also reported that like lately the family was around for Caitlyn's birthday. Chris was there, Chloe, the people who really wasn't speaking to Caitlyn. So I think this might be the season where we're going to see Kylie. We're going to see Caitlyn. I feel like we might see a Brody Jenner because guys, we're 18 seasons in and you know, the seasons were going a little slower. So I feel like this might be the season where we're going to start to see a lot of people pop up.
Give me those B storylines. Give me those C and D storylines. Let's go.
Give it to me. We're going to see more Food God. Like, we're going to see everybody.
Food God. Right? Oh, please.
Are we shocked that he's back, like, in here trying to make his return to reality TV?
Right.
Now that he's made his own name.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, is he helping out Kim?
He's helping out himself.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna be on this season. Sign me up. Yeah. Like, everyone is gonna be on this goddamn season. This is gonna be the season you're gonna see everyone's face, I feel like. So I feel like we might see Caitlyn.
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, it's been a long time since
we've seen Richie. Caitlyn.
What?
Sophia Richie.
Oh, Sophia.
Sophia said she was done now. Yeah, she said she's not going back to the show. Mm-hmm. She said it's just not her scene and she wants to be an actress. So she said no reality TV. She said that to Entertainment Tonight.
I saw that video and it's because her and Scott broke up, right?
They were kind of going through it and like allegedly Sophia wanted to move to the East Coast and she wanted to kind of get away from the Kardashian-Jenner family because Scott is madly in love with Courtney. And right. It was one of those things where she wanted to go model and act on the East Coast and she tried to take Scott, but obviously Scott is still on the West Coast. So I'm very interested to see what happens with that whole thing.
Me too. Me too. And I'm interested to see what happens in the end with this whole fashion show because Chris is doing everything she can. She tries to offer Kim $300,000, $400,000 in cash just to show up and just plane leaves tonight. And like she's
she
just
invite
like,
North. Everything in the book. Yeah.
I would have been there.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
North. Yeah. Or, oh my gosh. And then what else did she say? She was trying to get someone else, Kendall. She's trying to get Kendall to watch.
Yeah.
But I did think it was really sweet whenever Kylie thought she was going to make it. I thought it was adorable how Kendall was kind of showing her how to walk the runway and everything.
Yes.
That was cute. I like the sister moment.
I love them bonding. Because remember when this show first started, they were 10 and 11 or like 11, 12 years old. So I love seeing them two together because like they're not Kardashians. They're Jenners. Mm-hmm. So I like, and they're a little different. Like, you know, Kendall has anxiety. Kylie doesn't really like the show as much. They don't like the limelight. So I do like seeing them together and like bonding.
Same.
By the way, this is so fun. Like, I'm just watching you guys and we're all talking about Kardashians. I forget that we're like actually doing the show right now. I think we're just like catching up, you know?
Yeah, I'm really curious how they're editing this into YouTube.
I know, it's so
fun. I just feel like we're on a Zoom account just us four. Like, okay, let's keep talking. We can talk about this for days. I know.
I love that little moment between Kendall and Kylie and how Kendall was trying to show Kylie how to walk and we got to see like the runway walk right then and there, mm-hmm. like in the hallway. I don't know, just live a good walk.
A catwalk.
It's good. Hey, Howard, I wanted to ask you because I know we talk about Chloe all the time and she has this kind of like, she's kind of siding with Kim nowadays with the feud mm-hmm. that's been going on. Do you think that Courtney is totally right or wrong when she says that Chloe's kind of flipped teams on her?
I think she's right. Actually, Nakia was talking about this earlier. I think she is right. You know, Chloe and Courtney used to be like this, like tighter than mm-hmm. Kim and, you know, mm-hmm. all that. So it's just funny to me to see that Chloe, who is my girl, kind of just flip teams like that. It's like, stay down with your A1, you know, your day one sis. She was there, you know, Chloe and Courtney take the Hamptons, like all of that.
When did you start hearing Courtney so much? So I think that is a little weird because they used to be two peas in a pod. And now all of a sudden she doesn't really... Now that she doesn't like because they're sisters and they love each other, I do feel like it's like her and Kim have teamed up. Mm-hmm. But she does say her and Kim bonded when she was pregnant with True, but I do think it is a little weird to kind of like push Courtney to the side.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, it kind of annoyed me a lot, especially in the beginning when Courtney was having a bunch of anxiety about filming again. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be glammed up. And then Chloe's like, okay, well, if you don't want to do glam, oh, but you're not going to film without glam. She's like, no, I'm not going to film without glam. Like she was just angry. All she had to do was sit there and eat a salad and talk with her sisters for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then she can go do whatever she wants. She could pretend like she's taking care
of her, whatever
she needs to do.
But guys, the way production works, though, I'm sure that wasn't it. Like, I'm sure
it's all day. Stuff,
and I'm sure it was all day. And I'm sure they put on the show what we've seen the 10 minutes that she flipped out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way production works, that's a 12-hour day of shooting.
We talked about this earlier.
Mm-hmm. Courtney is a single mom. Kim Kardashian is not a single mom. Kim Kardashian has a husband and 10 nannies.
Okay.
Courtney has 3 kids with no man to help her or no wife or whoever to help her. So it is different when you are working a 12-hour day. And for someone like Courtney who didn't really like the limelight, I'm tired. Like, cool. Yeah. I did the 12 hours. Leave me alone. So production only showed us probably the 10 minutes where she flipped out. And I kind of agree with her when she's probably saying to her sisters, instead of having productions back, I'm your sister. Like, listen to me. But that's just me.
I mean,
I work in reality TV, and I know production is grimy, and it's long hours. It ain't a 10-minute shoot.
No. I mean, I was surprised with just how angry Courtney got. I mean, I definitely think Kim kind of poked the bear by saying, oh, me and Chloe work our asses off. I mean, or me and Courtney work our asses off. I mean, me and Chloe, and like kind of shaded Courtney
and
a little
kept
bit.
Reiterating it too.
That's so
you know,
shady.
Like she kept saying it. She's like, wait, what? Courtney didn't hear when she was talking to Kendall, right? She was just on her phone. And then she reiterated again. And then Courtney's like, wait, what'd you just say? And then and said it again. Or I'm like, oh my God, she wanted to stir the pot. Kim went in there like, what can I do to kind of upset
when you keep
Courtney?
Poking the bear, when you keep poking somebody, they're going to react and they're going to blow up. And I feel like now that they're tagging up on Courtney, it's like, damn, they're going to keep poking the bear. I'm going to have to react. And I think that's why she reacted the way she did. And plus she's suffering from like anxiety and other things. And Kim's like, we got to make a check. Let's go. Let's go. And it's like, sis, I appreciate everything that you did back in 2002. Thank you for getting us here, but you don't have to keep putting it in our face that you worked super hard. You have the help. I don't.
Exactly. I just don't understand. I think Kim tried it with Kendall. At first, I was trying to get a whole reaction out of her. And Kendall was like, no, I'm chill. Like, I'm gonna give you a small little read, try it with somebody else. And then when Kim saw she wasn't getting the reaction, she knew she was gonna get it from Courtney.
Libra madness.
Yeah.
Libra.
You saw that, exactly. Kendall did rebuttal. She was like, I do work hard. I show up, I do what I need to do. And then like, that was that. But did you see how it was different for Courtney and how she reacted and how she reacted towards violence? And I mean, can we talk about that? Like, she threw the first punch. She threw the bottle and then went at Kim. So,
I mean, Kim was, like, trying to, like, self. I think Kim was kind of trying to, like, whoa, 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 whoa for a little bit. And then Kim was like, okay, you want to play? Let's freaking play. And,
yeah, well, it's because she grabbed onto her nail. Courtney held her and her nails went into Kim's skin. And you can hear Kim in her voice. She's starting to cry. She's like, don't ever... Yeah. Put your nails into me like that. And like, she got emotional. And then, so that's when the slapping.
Oh my gosh. When she chased after Courtney though, and then slapped her twice and then went back and slapped her one more time.
Kim was ready. Kim was like, I'm about this life, but I think she really did underestimate Courtney. Like,
she did.
Don't let Courtney fool you. She may be a mom of three, but she ready to
throw down. Because the other clip where Courtney slapped her. But here's my thing. Look, I don't promote violence, but if you're going to keep poking the bear and we've been sisters for 40 years. This is probably not their first fight, but if you keep provoking me and you keep rubbing it in my face that you're so much better than me and you make so much more money than me and I'm interested in the look at, I'm probably gonna slap you too. I'm sorry, because it's at the point where you poked me and you reiterated where there was no point to be shady and the girl is going through a lot and I'm not giving anyone an excuse. There was no need for two 40-year-old women to fight each other, especially sisters. But I feel that, like, what was the point of you saying all that? Like, we get it.
She's antagonizing. Very much
antagonizing. So now I'm going to have to slap you. Leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, I was like, because I was sitting here watching it at home, and like, as soon as I was gagging the entire time, but then as soon as the slap happened, I literally had to stop, rewind.
It's
and
crazy.
I was watching it with Moses, and he was like, oh my gosh, rewind, what's going on? He was so scared.
He's like, so why didn't Chloe stop Kim? That's what I'm talking about.
Chloe didn't try anything.
Chloe tried to separate them. She didn't. I don't think she realized that they were gonna keep going. And the whole to be continued. I'm like, what else?
She did
really
the sisterly thing as she did, but she kind of like let Kim charge at Courtney. Like,
yeah. I think
she let her charge.
Like, season 18. We need some ratings. If they really want to be this extra, I'm gonna step back.
Did you see Rob Kardashian's tweet though?
No.
Yes.
Rob tweeted saying, my sisters Kim and Courtney must have forgot this is Keeping Up with the Kardashians, not Bad Girls Club. And
I don't like to see them fighting like that. I hate to see them fighting.
No, I love to see it.
I mean,
we all love to see it. We love to see it that we're not, yeah. I mean,
it's not that I didn't
love to see it. I mean, it brought me back to season one when Kim started hitting Chloe with her bag.
Don't be rude.
Yeah. While they're eating Chipotle. I remember
That's where I got PTSD.
Those are the times. I want to know in the group chat as well, because there's quite a few of you guys in the group chat. Who are you? Team Courtney, Team Kim? Shout out to 420420. He says, hi, everyone.
Hi.
And shout out to Moses for giving us the hand clap.
Hey, Moses.
Welcome. Don't worry, I'll be in the living room here.
I'm Team Kylie. I'm not there. Y'all too old. Like, y'all old. What are y'all doing? I'm Kylie. Okay. I'm sick in bed. Leave me alone.
You're like, I have got...
I'm true. I'm sleeping.
Wait, what is that?
True. I'm true in the other room sleeping.
I'm the baby.
Did she have the flu or what did she have?
She has like really bad strep throat.
Kylie? Oh, yeah. Kylie had strep.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't even imagine. But I mean,
Dakota, are you what team are you on? Are you on a team? Are you picking sides?
You know, honestly,
are we talking teams?
We're talking teams. Let's talk teams, Rachel. I'm on team Kim. I mean, I don't think Kim should have gotten like the slaps in, as entertaining as it was. But I'm tired of Courtney like with this bad attitude and always like trying to like abandon
just
all.
Bring
the
it down. Yeah, I agree. Chloe said it perfectly on this episode. She said, it's your attitude, it's what you say and how you say it. Like, for example, when she went to go get the, Courtney asked for a large t-shirt from Chloe, and Courtney could have gotten off her bum and did it herself. She knows where Chloe's closet is. She knows where she puts her shirts. If you want one, go get one. It's a free, you know, open closet, that's family, right? But, and even you can hear Chloe being so fed up with her being like, why, I'm the one who looks like a loser, like you freaking loser. I'm the loser because I'm the one doing it, is what she says. And she gives her a shirt, that's what she wanted, and then it just wasn't enough. Courtney was like, this isn't what I wanted, I asked for a big shirt, this is pretty small. And it's just kind of like, oh man, like, it's just, then do it yourself. Like, yeah. I know production wise like how they edit it, she could have been saying a lot other nice things that day, who knows, but it's just been negative after negative, to where I was actually really surprised to see her still on the show, especially after the whole feud last season, where it's like, okay, if your heart's not into it, just let it go.
That's because they forced her. She's not there because no shade to the Kardashians, love really them, but the season must go on, and I think they probably had a family meeting. And if Kourtney was not to do the show, it would not be Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Whatever anyone says about Kourtney, there are three Kardashian sisters. Rob's not on it. Kylie barely wants to do it. Kendall's not on it. So it can't just be Khloé and Kim.
And then Chris and Scott have exhausted all the storylines, so we're done with
that. Yeah, like it has to be. Me personally, in this situation, I'm team Kourtney, only because I feel like both sides are not right, but I do think it's wrong that like Khloé and Kim have like teamed up against her. And I just feel like as three grown women, why can't we? I feel like Courtney can be a little mean sometimes and a little like negative, but I also feel like the other side never takes accountability. Like it's always like, Courtney, you're mean, but like y'all are two biggest troublemakers ever. But that's just me, so I'm team Courtney. But I don't like them fighting their sisters. They've been in this game for almost 40 years, and I just feel like y'all are like the biggest family. You guys are making so much money. There's no need to be fighting with each other. Let's talk about our issues. Let's go to therapy. Let's figure out what's going on.
Yeah. There's a lot of underlying issues that we as the public really don't know. We think we know, but there is definitely stuff that we do not know going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. That's just your fault. Howard has an Android and I'm trying to tell him.
I just feel like, the lighting.
Well, you guys, I think it's time that we spill some tea.
Yes, ooh, let's do it. Tea time.
Okay, guys, let's start this off with, look at you. We're not even going to pretend like there's tea in there, though.
There's nothing in here.
Oh, it's empty. Okay. I was like, rum and Coke for sure. I was like, sign me up, guys. Okay, so let's go back to Tristan for a little bit. So Tristan Thompson is reportedly, like you had said, quarantining with True and Khloé. A source tells US Weekly, being quarantined has made her have a soft spot for him, and she knows he will always be a part of her life in some way because he is True's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kris Jenner obviously leaked that.
It's damage control. I mean, I just, whatever. They're back together and we just gotta accept it and move it on. I don't know. I think this is a whole ploy.
It's tough when you're in the public eye and you're trying to figure things out when you're in the public. Mm-hmm. So I give that to Khloé, but it's like, obviously they're together.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants people to know because she doesn't want anyone to drag her because he's cheated a billion times. But I just feel like you're grown. This is your decision. Who are we? You know what I'm saying? Like, best decisions for you.
Who else would he quarantine with though? Because let's be honest, if he weren't with his daughter and Khloé, he'd be quarantining with whoever was wanting to.
He has another child and another baby mother. Sure, I'm just saying that.
And a lot of Instagram hoes.
So the fact that he is with Khloé rings bells because to me, it's like you can get a house next door. You have a son and a whole nother baby mother. Like, you don't have to be quarantined with Chloe, but I feel that I would be quarantined with my baby dad if I had easy access.
Howard, do you think that maybe Chloe gave him an ultimatum and said, like, if you want to still see True, though, you have to, like, stay here. Otherwise, I don't know who you've been seeing and touching, and you're going to bring coronavirus back to my little girl?
I don't think so. I think it was really, she was just probably like, hey, you know, if you want to stay here, you can. I mean, no pressure, but if you want to, and you want to spend time with your daughter, definitely stay. But I don't think she pressured him. In all honesty, I really think he was probably the one like, I want to stay with you guys. I want to be over there. Let me. And she was probably like, no. Okay, fine. Sleep downstairs in the guest room. So it's probably working like that. And not downstairs eventually, in the guest
room. I have a feeling like, okay, he hasn't even left. I feel like he has been there since they started filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians and just has not left. And so you might as well just stay here for quarantine because...
Basketball season's over right now, so...
Exactly. Oh my God. That's dinner. Oh my gosh.
He left dinner to stay there. Left dinner and went to his room.
How can you imagine, though? That's crazy.
But I also want to reiterate, speaking of them being back together and all, Kim made it clear that she forgave him. And so, like, her excuse was, well, mom cheated on dad, and we all moved on. And it's like, oh, okay, that's how it works.
That's true. I mean, it is public knowledge. She did with Caitlin, so here we are.
Okay, that's how it works. If your mom does it, it's okay.
I guess so.
Yeah.
shady Rach.
I really need a glass of wine right now.
Girl, we got you.
That was just like, okay, whatever. That's okay. All right. Okay.
Anybody else have some news and gossip for us?
I can hit you guys with some. So, I know, Dakota, you are a Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, but this is Keeping Up with the Kardashians, honey. So, we are Team Kardashian West. So, if you guys don't know, there was some footage that was released about the phone call where Kanye's talking to Taylor about mentioning her in the song and calling her a bitch. But a lot of fans were like, this footage was already released. Why are we even still talking about this? This is super old. Taylor Swift even mentioned it on her social media. And she, I'm gonna read what she said on her IG. She was like, she's like, pretty much to answer the question that everyone's been asking me about this situation where someone allegedly lied and made a fool out of me and my fans. I don't care about that swipe up to see what really matters because she was promoting something for the coronavirus. But a lot of fans are saying, Taylor, why are we still talking about this enough? What do you guys think about the situation? Is it old? This happened 4 years ago. Why are we still talking about it?
I mean,
who cares?
As a Taylor Swift fan, I love Kim, but I do think in this situation, I would be angry as well. I know we've rehashed it so many times because we think it's over and then one of them comments on it again.
Yeah.
But I think that what Taylor said was a little, you know, it was snarky, but it was like, see, and now we're, instead of talking about my innocence, why don't you guys donate to the coronavirus, like COVID-19 relief fund and everything. So I thought it was noble that she like was like, you know what, this is old drama. I'm glad that this came out, but let's just focus on this right now. And then Kim came with all of her stuff. But I think that I'm still Team Taylor in this specific instance because I think that she, she has every right to be upset about being called the B word in front of the whole world. And he made it so degrading and made it just sound like she was a piece of meat, you know, that he gave everything to her and he is owed sex. And I think that that's just really like, makes me feel sick in my stomach. But I know that he's changed a lot since then. He probably wouldn't put out a song like that.
But you know, according to Kim K, Taylor agreed, she heard, she knew. So that's why the West are pretty upset because they're like, sis, we told you what was going in the song.
Yeah, you knew that.
We didn't change anything. You knew Kim recorded, because Kim was saying, I record things just because of things like this. You knew what was going in the song, so.
Except for the B word. She didn't know the whole line that said, I made that B famous.
That I made that bitch famous.
I mean, but that
according
was not-
to Kim, Kim says she knew.
I don't know who to believe, to tell you the truth. It sucks because Kim was really getting dragged on Twitter. They had the hashtag, like, Kim Kardashian over party. and like everybody was dragging her. Taylor Swift's best friend Todrick was dragging.
He was slut shaming Kim.
But then, you know, it was kind of like, "Ooh, Todrick, you got your own little
Todrick,
drama
you got right a lot after. To go, brother."
He got dragged himself after that, but
really,
that's a whole other subject. But it's just like, come on, like, this is dead. This is over with. We don't need to keep bringing it up. Even Taylor's publicist had sent out a tweet like, "Kim, editing is when you take stuff out.
Yeah.
And you don't let the world know what's going on. You edit the part, the video." And it's just like, can we move on from this? Like, the song is 20 years old. Like, we're not listening to it now.
I mean, look what it made her do. You
look
know?
What you made me do.
Look what you made me do, yeah.
Get out.
It's a good bop. I mean, at least we got a good bop out of it.
Yes, we did. Shout out to Taylor Swift. Shout out to the Swifters.
Yeah. The Swifties. Swifties. Don't say Swifters. I don't know what that was.
Swifties.
Get out. So, still speaking of Taylor Swift, Kim responds to Taylor Swift. Has chosen to, responds to Taylor Swift. Just kidding. let's keep it moving on with doing an Instagram Live. Mason, our favorite little Kardashian.
Lord.
tells the world that Kylie and Travis are in fact back together. Kourtney springs into action and deletes his Instagram. But Mason came back with a TikTok.
I know.
First of all, I love that, like, Mason was the credited source. So like all these articles was like, according to the source, 9-year-old Mason. Like, why is this baby telling people's business?
And he's got like black nails. He's so like emo now. I love it.
He's so grunge. I love it though. He's like, yeah, no, they're together. They're not together. Boy, then, if you don't go do some homework.
Mason was like, I was about to be viral. I can't believe my mom.
I know.
Mason.
Yes. Yes. There are so many people going on Instagram Live right now during this quarantine state that we're in. Like, so many people. And then for Mason to pop on, right? I mean, I get all the notifications. And I'm like, to have Mason come on and like spill the tea, just start answering questions from those who are in the chat. That's how it came about. Someone asked, and his response is like, oh, no, they're not together.
It was nonchalant.
Kids will tell your business. So you got to be careful with children. And, you know, Mason is around them. And he's at the age where Kylie and Kendall was 10 years ago.
When the show first started.
So, like, they have to be a little careful because he is listening to all their business. And now he has a phone. So they have to be a little careful.
He's getting sneaky. This is grown folks' business, Mason. Go to your room.
I was like, right? can you imagine, like, how much money they would have paid for a story from TMZ or somewhere like that if someone leaked this information, but he just, like, gave it away for free on Instagram. Free. Uh-huh.
Mason's the source.
Like, somebody teach him the value of, like, news and gossip from them.
But he's a little kid. Like, he's a baby. I just think that as adults, you have to be careful when you talk around kids. He shouldn't be in adult conversations. And the fact that he can go on an Instagram Live and his parents not know, because Kourtney then went on live and said me and Scott had to erase it because we had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
He's a child. He shouldn't be held accountable for it. They just have to be extra careful.
Now they got
telling their business around a little baby.
Now they gotta delete the TikTok. He'll be back.
Well, that's the thing, Nikki. I don't think they need to be careful with what they say with their kids. It's more so them chaperoning on technology and how Kourtney said on, I think it was an interview with Poosh, that he doesn't have a phone. He doesn't have like a cell phone. It was like off an iPad. So it's any kind of app that you can get on electronic, you're able to get those TikToks and the Instagrams and whatnot. Right. And it's more of like the supervision that needs to be conducted when you have young kids. And it's kind of like, it seems like he has free range to do what he wants. And it seems like Northwest also does. You see her coming out with some TikToks too. Yeah.
So it's like,
how much supervision is she really getting with this?
I know. People have to be careful with their kids on these internets and weirdos on the internet and TikToks and stuff like that. Especially like a famous family like this. And now these kids who are now growing up and they can give the tea without knowing because they're little kids. They don't know what they're saying. So
And who's up in, and like what scares me is who is up in the DMs, the direct messages for these kids are they responding? And that's like,
oh my God.
Like, I just wouldn't, that would break my heart if anything were to happen like through DMs because we all know it goes down in the DMs. So like,
facts.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Facts.
Absolutely. Well, Mason's Instagram may have been deleted, but don't worry, guys, because all the other girls' Instagrams are still alive and popping, which brings us to Gram Glam.
Hey.
All right, you guys. I feel like there's a lot of stuff to pick from this week. I picked my favorites, and it's time to vote. So the first we have is Kim. She's here in this, like, it's very, like, skin.
Latex.
Latex, right?
Yeah. I can hear this picture. I can hear it.
It's like a nude. It's like the color of her skin.
I like it, though. Does everyone else like it?
I like the background, too.
I think it's cute.
Her hair, too.
Oh, yeah.
I got the bob. I got the bob.
That's the same bob.
Kim is looking like Nikki over here.
That's right. But what I want to know, who wins? Because we have Kim with the bob. We've got Kia with the bob. And we also, in our next photo, have Courtney with the bob.
Oh, she has a nice long bob. Ooh,
yeah, cute. Courtney's cute.
I need that bob.
Yeah, this is like so cool because this photo was just kind of like taken from the monitor after the interview. But she's cute.
I'm crying because my roommate Drew's here, but she's crawling on the floor, so she's not in the video. But she says, hey to everybody.
Hello, Drew.
Hey.
And then next we have Chloe, which looks like she's in what some number, looking cute.
All she denim. Cute. All, she cute. All denim. Also with a bob.
With a bob.
That's awesome.
And then I guess bob. The next photo of Kendall, would this be considered a bob? It's like her and her dog next to this very beautiful wall.
It's like
a little bit longer than Bob, no?
Not that Rachel, but the Rachel from Friends.
There you go. Rachel Green.
Yeah, Rachel Green.
Rachel Green. And then lastly, we have Kylie, legs open, double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Mood.
I mean,
whole mood.
I
believe her caption was, wish I was here right now. So it's like a throwback because she's in quarantine.
She's like, I have to stay in my mansion.
I know.
I'm so bored. I love when celebrities come online. I'm like, guys, please, I know. Stop.
But guys, like, before we vote, I did want to say, like, Kylie has so many different houses. If she gets bored at one, girl, just get up and go to the
go
next.
To the other.
Exactly. Okay. I'm bored. Let me go to my house in Beverly Hills.
Let me go to the 5-bedroom and switch from the 8-bedroom because, you know, it's a little bit
celebrities kill me when they're bored.
And she even said, it was an IG story or a tweet, that she's like, I've prepared for this. I was 9 months in quarantine because remember she had her pregnancy, so she's like, I'm used to this.
Exactly.
That's true.
Wow, to think like, about interesting. She never left her house.
Wow. She never left your house in over 9 months from that.
It's gonna be hard to choose, but you need some time to think, or are you guys ready?
I got mine.
Okay,
you got mine. Okay.
Rachel.
Should we just do like a 3-2-1? Like,
let's just,
okay.
Yeah. Let's let
me tell you mine.
Yeah.
Okay. I choose Kim. I think Kim looks so good. Again, I can hear that photo just by looking at it. And I know it couldn't have been easy to get into, so I got to give her some freaking props for whatever skim she's wearing to suck it in and get all that up in there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She can skim me alive.
But you guys, real quick, did you see the video recently of Kim putting on, I think it was a black one.
No,
she was a yellow one.
Tan one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says me after quarantine. It's like,
yeah, me after quarantine. Yes.
All right. Well, my choice is actually Courtney, funny enough, because I think she looks gorgeous and like may not be a fan of what she's doing on the show right now, but I am a fan of this picture.
Yes. Mine is Kylie because mood. I wish I was there with her too. Yes. Yeah. She looks good too on the beach.
She does look good.
I'm on a beach.
And mine is Courtney as well. I think she looks cute.
Really Courtney looks good.
She's just serving face.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you guys, this has been so much fun.
Yay!
We are wrapping, but it's going to be so much fun because next week we are going to be able to talk about fights, friendships, and fashion part 2.
Oh.
So yes. Make sure you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, though, where can everyone find you on social media, Howard?
You can find me fighting through my inbox at on all things at Howard the Third.
Nuts. You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. If you guys don't know, I do Kardashian News Daily. So when we are not here on Fridays/Thursdays, I will be giving you guys the tea Monday through Thursday.
Love it. And I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
All right. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and now TikTok.
TikTok.
Let us know if you see Mason.
Yes.
Absolutely. You guys, I love you all. Oh my gosh, I miss you guys.
Miss you guys all so right. much. Same. I see Howard all the damn time. But
we'll see y'all same time, same place next week. Yeah, next,
see you next week.
We will keep up with you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.